We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo,
and let me tell you something, brother.
Let me just say this up front. If we have in the past
offended you,
yeah, if you've been like, man, I find these guys funny, or I think they have actually some good wrestling knowledge and insight, and we enjoy it, but they push the envelope, and I don't know, I almost turned it off, I almost never came back, but I came back because they're just so awesome, well, at least Mo is.
Spoiler alert.
If that has happened before, we're going to warn you up front, if any of our previous shows have offended you, we'll be talking about Hulk Hogan. We
yes.
may have Hulk Hogan on the show.
Brother.
We may have Double H. Yeah, Double H might visit the show. We may have some old audio tape of Double H talking to some of his buddies. All I'm saying is, if anything has offended you in the past, don't listen to this one.
Yeah.
That said, enjoy.
Yeah. So, anything happened in wrestling lately?
Well, ROH got dropped from prime time by Destination America.
Who?
Layla L. retired.
What's a Layla L.?
I don't know. I'd fuck her.
I know you would. Fuck Kane.
Yeah, fuck Kane. I almost forgot that.
Hasn't been. Actually, you know what? I've enjoyed Raw the last couple of weeks.
Actually, you know what? I've enjoyed it a lot more, too. And now that you mention it, there is a defining characteristic.
There's a direct correlation between the amount of Kane on Raw and my enjoyment of the program.
That is actually true. I never even realized it until you said it right now. So there is that. There is fuck Kane.
Yeah.
If you forgot to mention that.
I think we said fuck Kane.
Did we?
I don't know.
Knock it off your... You have it in your notes, right?
I do, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, right there. Fuck Kane. So you can scratch that out.
No, we'll say it again.
Yeah. That's true.
I keep it on my notes until we say it at least seven times.
Yeah.
And then
WWE's announced its business quarters. There's something happening. A SummerSlam pay-per-view.
What's going to happen at the SummerSlam?
There's lots going on. So what do you want to talk about?
Hulk Hogan.
Double H?
He's coming after you.
You gonna play that clip? Play that clip.
No, because in our test it didn't go. It didn't go so well on the test. That's why
it didn't go so well on the test.
So I thought we would not play that.
But maybe it was just the way we were
testing.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anything's possible.
Anything is.
Anything's possible.
But
most people are familiar with the Booker T story.
Yes,
as well as the Vince McMahon story, where he said, "Keep it up."
Did he say that to... He says that... Didn't he say
to
that
John Cena.
John Cena.
Yes.
Everybody's reporting he says it to Booker T.
No.
But instead they cut to Booker T.
Who said, tell me he did not just say that.
Yeah. And I thought it was during a pay-per-view, but people be saying it was during a SmackDown.
I think it was... I thought it was a pay-per-view as well.
Yeah.
That was like a Great American Bash.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, oh well. Obviously we went and looked.
No. Obviously it's not that important.
No. Though it's... Well, I mean, it factors in, right? Okay, so let's...
So give us the background of Hulk Hogan and his journey down the toilet bowl.
Well, Hulk Hogan was born Terry Bollea.
Yes.
And growing up with his last name Bollea, he became known as Terry Bullshit Bollea.
Ah, yes.
And he earned it.
Oh, yes.
Then he became Terry Hulk, or no, Sterly Goland.
Yes.
Then Terry Hulk Boulder.
Boulder, yeah.
Yeah, and then Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
And then Racist Asshole.
Yes. That's pretty much the cliff notes of...
I think I forgot Hollywood Hogan in there. I'm sorry. Then Racist Asshole.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't want to skip anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to skip any of the,
don't
the
forget,
iterations.
Well, after
became, Mr. America. It was Mr. America.
Mr. America.
But,
well, Mr. America really was the racist asshole, wasn't it?
Yeah, well... You're saying now he's a real American?
He is a real American. Fight for the rights of every straight white man. But when your career comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Oh, and it hurts.
And the sad, I mean, the real, I don't want to call it sad part, but the, if you want to look at it from Mickey Rourke, the wrestler story.
Yeah.
Is like Hogan's
I
broke
that movie, yeah.
And
then, actually, I don't think he's as broke as he was.
Well, no,
but, I don't know. I don't know that he's all that broke right now.
But I mean, let's. I mean, okay. We'll give the background as to on TMZ and his sex.
Okay, so
tape
so well, I have to get the background because you're busy playing Simpsons Tapped Out.
Yeah,
because you don't have any games left to play in SuperCard.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And I got to fill up mine.
I'm in between.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
Yeah, in the meantime. Okay. Okay. Where do I go? Hulk Hogan's had numerous scandals through the years, right?
Yes.
I mean, originally, maybe the first real bombshell was, of course, when he got named in the Zahorian trial as a steroid user. Now, he didn't have to testify in that trial.
No.
Because they had other people. They had, Dan Spivey and Roddy Piper.
The other guy?
Yeah, and they had guys like this. They had enough guys. He didn't have to testify because it would have been damaging to his reputation. Actually, he actually got out of testifying. But I mean, it did come out. He was a steroid user. Well, he denied it publicly.
The scandal was the Arsenio Hall show.
He denied it publicly on Arsenio Hall. And that's when a lot of guys got kind of pissed off because... Everybody else is kind of admitting to it, and it was pretty obvious, and it always was obvious when you look at Hogan. I mean, he was a 220-pound guy when he's watching. I mean, he was a big guy, but he was a 220-pound guy who wasn't even an athletic guy.
No.
Who ballooned up to 320 pounds. And he was doing steroids. It ended up coming out before he was even a wrestler. Like, you know, he was doing, before he even got into it, back when he was still watching Billy Graham and Dusty Rhodes and these guys, wrestle in Florida. So, thinking about getting into the business, but still wanting to be a bass player.
Bass guitarist, yes.
So, it came out, and then when he denied it on Arsenio Hall, basically saying that he had never done steroids except for in 1983, three occasions, and all three of them were to repair his muscles for surgery they received.
Right.
Torn triceps, I think. He may be jogging.
Yeah.
But, what happened was then all these people started coming out and they started talking about how they had injected him personally and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
There ended up being another trial. This time it wasn't for Zahorian. They didn't really want Zahorian. Zahorian had supplied the but they wanted Vince McMahon. And this time Hogan had to testify because he was really coerced. He didn't want to. Because at the time he didn't want to break kayfabe as much as anything else.
That's it, yeah.
And didn't want to damage the business. But no, he had to testify, so he ended up testifying against Vince McMahon. And then he stopped doing steroids for a while. And you can see it. You can see it when he is...
In WCW.
Well, you can see it at WrestleMania 9.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
In WWE. He's much smaller. And then he gets to WCW the first time. And, I mean, he's still around with Vince, but it's obvious, it's very damaged. Ends up leaving.
Yeah.
Vince thinks he's too old. The guy, he goes out.
Look at him.
Yeah, just look at him. Exactly. He especially once he stopped being so big, and he was a, you know, at WrestleMania 9, that match with, and you know, when, and the Tuesday in Texas, you look at him against Yokozuna, that's not the same guy.
Yeah.
And he gets to WCW, and at first he's as big, he looks like himself. But by the time he's Hollywood Hulk Hogan and the NWO again, he looks like he's, I think they're a billion about 275 instead of the 300.
Right.
But he really looked like he was like 225. Like, he's skinny.
Yeah.
And he is like that until basically pretty close to the point where he turns babyface again. And what was that, late 99?
Yeah. Somewhere. I thought it was February 99.
February, maybe early 99. But then he started to bulk up again.
Yeah.
But so a few times he's gotten off it, obviously, and you've seen enough changes in the guy's physique. But, you know, I mean, this was the scandal. And then through the years, there's just the constant working of the audience, the constant lies. You start hearing about the scandals backstage of him manipulating people and holding people down. All of this is hurting his reputation with hardcore fans and with other wrestlers,
yes.
But it's not hurting him publicly yet. Then you get the Graziano situation.
Yes.
You want to take over?
Well, just when he visited Nick in the hospital, in jail.
Well, I mean, let's start with this. I mean, he's already... His daughter, he has a television show, but the television show is really largely he wanted to turn his daughter into the next big pop teen sensation.
Yes.
His daughter's a pretty girl who's a good singer, but not a great singer and not a gorgeous girl. And he wanted to turn her into this. And he has this television show, Hogan Knows Best.
Yeah, he does.
Where it's largely a vehicle to try and get Brooke over to make her that star.
Yeah.
He's invested a lot of money in this. He's done all sorts of things.
Producing the albums. Protective dad.
Yeah, and then that's the gimmick on the TV show. And then behind the scenes, he's doing a lot to turn his daughter. He's looking to live through his daughter. His son, a little bit younger, is showing an affinity for racing cars. And that's not just on the track where he is racing cars and getting better.
Yeah.
But he's been doing a lot of street racing and breaking a lot of laws.
And
Hogan is consistently using his influence to keep Nick out of trouble, to keep him off the, you know, he could have been in jail for various offenses and things.
Yeah.
Hogan calls in favors. He basically is keeping him out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, then with Nick Graziano, John Graziano, there was a very serious accident when they're street racing. Graziano ended up who had served in the Iraq War.
Yeah.
And was a couple years older than Nick, but I think Nick was 19 at the time.
I think so, yeah.
Good friends.
Enemies.
Yeah. He suffers a very serious injury. I believe he had to have part of his brain removed, if memory serves.
Who, Hogan?
Well, that would leave nothing. Graziano.
Yeah. He's a vegetable.
He's a vegetable, yeah. And so Nick goes to jail for this. Hogan goes to visit Nick's and doesn't realize that every visit is recorded. Yeah. And during a visit with him, they're talking about how they can turn this into a $1 million television show, the resurrection of Nick Hogan, making amends for his past mistakes, and as he rebuilds his life, that'll be great drama for a reality
TV show. The people will buy it. The people will eat it up.
Yeah.
And that John, poor John, he must have done some serious shit for God to strike him down like this.
Yeah. It was his own, it was John Graziano's fault.
Yes.
That this had happened, and they blamed the guy. And this was a major scandal.
Oh, yeah.
And it hurt Hogan.
It did. He had to go on, because Hogan Knows Best was on the TV at that point.
Yeah.
And so he had to go on, I remember him being on Larry King to explain himself.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, I mean, this is a big scandal, but eventually it dies down too.
Yeah.
And TNA hires him.
Yes.
TNA is...
And
you can understand it because TNA, I mean, Spike TV wanted Hulk Hogan. It made them look good. In fact, if they were still there, I don't know that they still wouldn't be on Spike. They might.
Yeah, probably would be.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's how big he was. But
well, not
I mean,
now.
Well, not now, no.
But
he's with Spike TV. He's making money again. I mean, he's had a major divorce from his wife, Linda. He's had lawsuits, against the Graziano family, wrongful death suits against them. Which he lost. I think it was $30 million he had to pay out between his wife and the Graziano family.
Yeah. Hence the brokenness.
Hence the brokenness, and hence he was doing anything. He tried to do a tour with Ric Flair in Australia, yeah. And then he ended up going in 2000. I think it was 2009, right? They ended up in TNA, and you know they paid him, and he's taking any money and doing anything he can at this point, doing all the sponsorships, and somehow it's amazing. This is what's amazing. We're already talking about a guy who's admitted or lied about steroids and then got caught.
Yeah.
A guy who has lied numerous times backstage to wrestlers. I mean, God had stories about it. Had this talked about.
Sort of.
Well, yeah. But a guy who has had has covered up his son's law-breaking, helped protect his son, though a father, but who has been manipulative to his daughter, and who has now been caught in a major scandal of blaming a vegetable, like you said. And a former war veteran. Like the idea that anybody's still willing to hire him is amazing.
Is normal.
But it only takes like 6 months.
It's normal.
It's about 6 months. For about 6 months, he's persona non grata.
Yeah.
And then about 6 months it takes for him to start to get, start to be able to build up that reputation again and get him back on TNA.
Right.
Now, 2012, when he's still with TNA, the next scandal.
Yes.
A sex tape comes out.
Yes.
Hulk Hogan's best buddy, who he got into TNA with him, is Bubba the Love Sponge at the time.
Yeah.
And everybody pretty much knows Bubba Love Sponge is a disgusting, worthless slob. And he himself has made numerous homophobic and that's one of the things that actually it's on the radio when he's doing it as his shock jock act. Yeah. That's part of the act, right? To say these racist things and these racist rants. There was the incident backstage with Karma,
Awesome Kong
as well. They ended up getting her fired and him. But I mean, if you're friends with this guy, you got some, So I mean, I would never, Hey, imagine, I can be friends with Bubba the Love Sponge.
No. I mean, I can imagine being friends with a fat slob.
How about Bubba's wife? I can imagine being friends with her.
Well, yeah,
but they're not friends anymore. Anyways, so
no, they're not.
He literally his best friend Bubba lends while he's still married to Linda, though they're already in a pretty, and this is about 2008,
rocky,
pretty rocky relationship. This is at the same time he still has his Hogan Knows Best TV show. He and his wife, he ends up in the sleeping with Bubba's wife. And apparently, Heather Clem at the time, now Heather Lowe, I think it is now, something like that. But Heather Clem.
I thought that was just an adjective.
they end up sleeping together. She ends up, on the tape, about a minute of it gets released to a website called Gawker.
Gawker, yes.
Which is kind of like your TMZ-type website, but with a worse reputation. A reputation for going pretty low to get to make news and get a story.
Yeah.
And Hogan, of course, ends up suing Bubba. Their friendship disintegrates over this. He says he gave no... He says, number one, that he didn't know that he was filmed, and then afterwards he didn't sign any release on this.
Right.
About 1 minute of him boning Heather is up on the website.
Yeah, was anyway.
Was at the time. And stayed up for a long time, even after there was injunctions to get it out. It gets a little bit murky. One of the theories is that how did this got released is that Bubba he...
Released it?
No, he didn't. He bragged.
Oh, yes.
To somebody.
Yeah.
And that he had business dealings with. And then he fucked that guy over. And that guy somehow managed to get a hold of the tape, steal it or whatever. And he's the one who released it. Either way, Hogan and Bubba, that's done. All the marriages are done. And the sex scandal comes out. And you're like, well, this will be the one.
Yeah.
It's 2012. 2013, if you turn on your television, he's at this point, he's like ending with TNA.
Right.
But he's on all sorts of commercials, car insurance commercials,
Hawkeye. Well, he was on those fucking rent-to-own commercials.
Yeah, but
only on Spike.
But he's on different commercials. Like, he started doing, again, he's Teflon. Like, nothing is, like, no matter how bad the scandal is, it's not sticking. Now, 2012, when this tape comes out, there's also, though, rumors that this isn't the bad stuff. The sex isn't the bad thing. That there's something worse in this tape. And somebody has said that they saw him making numerous racist comments, including the N-word and other stuff.
Right.
And that was a major scandal was breaking there.
Yeah.
But the other rumor is the FBI's involved with this, and they had a part with the tapes. And there's a lot of moving parts.
As soon as I heard that, I was like, that's weird.
It is weird. And there's a lot of moving parts here and stuff that we don't even know in this conjecture. The thing is, despite the fact, like, at one point when Olga's not there, Bubba walks into the room and says to Heather,
it's like going to make us millions.
Yeah, if we ever need millions, all we have to do is use this tape.
Yeah.
And there's people who say that whatever the real secret is still hasn't been revealed.
Right.
Whatever the biggest, most mind, earth-shattering, mind-shock, whatever you want to, mind-fuck, whatever. Whatever it is, the biggest scandal from this, the biggest story about this, still
shock.
Isn't released because there's parts of this tape that are still edited out that even people who've seen it, and it isn't released publicly, but even people who've seen it, and numerous people have, are say is edited out.
There's people... They say that there's like a...
What I want to know is, was he a spy? Was he a double agent? Was he working for the FBI?
He is a real American.
I know! That's what I want to know. Is that the scandal?
Well, just look at it. He helped the FBI against the Russians.
I know.
He helped them against the Iraqis.
Very much so.
The Japanese.
Whenever they reared their ugly head and looked like they were about to do a Pearl Harbor job.
Uganda.
Yeah, Uganda.
Fuck Uganda.
Yeah, I know.
I understand there really is only a tight-knit group of people, though, that know what this... Call it the shocker is.
Yeah.
There. Gene Okerlund knows. He can't talk about it here. You have to call the hotline.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so, I don't know. Yeah, there's something. But here's how I look at it from a... I can use...
I'm gonna keep going if you don't mind.
I'm just using the barometers. You're going on about things. I'll use some barometers here.
Okay. I just wanted to finish the story first. Can I finish this? Let me finish the story.
Oh, finish the story.
So there is word that this isn't everything.
Is it done?
No. But the word does come out to WWE that this is coming.
He
does. So the WWE removes him from their website, removes him from any mention in the Hall of Fame,
yes.
Removes Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Damn it. It's
and good I know. That's the one I'm pissed about.
He has his he had his documentary or great matches or whatever on this thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's taken off. All the toys and the merchandise and these type of things that they were using with Hogan, all that's pulled at great expense to the partners that they're working with. All this stuff, like to this is the closest they've come to wiping out somebody's memory since Benoit.
That's right.
And which makes me wonder if they know what the bigger thing is still.
They must.
I do wonder because they started doing this beforehand. Hulk Hogan himself. The thing is, he's suing Gawker for $100 million, and Gawker could easily go out of business from this. They can't afford that. And Hulk Hogan actually has a case here.
Yeah.
Because they refused to take it down after a court injunction saying that they should, and he did not sign any sort of releases or give any sort of okay about this out there. And it's one thing for it to be up, but to leave it up like that. So he actually has a case. The thing is, he kept on pushing them, and he's pushing them, and he's pushing them. When what he probably should have done was shut his mouth.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
yeah.
And got away. Because what you're seeing is these guys have been saying, oh, there's more to come out. Like, these guys have been saying it. This actually was, I don't think it was Gawker who released this part. I think it was the National Enquirer, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, National Enquirer.
But the thing is that I don't know that even this part ever would have happened if he hadn't kept pushing them.
A reputable place, like the National Enquirer.
They've broken more stories than people realize. Legitimately.
I know. Remember the bat that looked like a monkey?
No, that's the Star. You're thinking the Midnight Star. They're not the same.
That was Dusty Rhodes.
Oh. No, that was Stardust.
The Midnight Star, baby.
That was the Midnight Rider.
Oh. Star Rider?
Well, we'll have to talk a little Stardust if we get to it.
Oh, yes, baby.
So anyways, this is, what was I in the middle of saying? Yeah, it's not Gawker, but Gawker, if he had not pushed Gawker,
right,
I'm not sure that this would have gotten to the National Enquirer and it would have been ever gotten out. Maybe it would have anyways, but it's possible that his, but anyways, he's continuing the lawsuit now, which means that he would not be in financially any difficulty if he wins this thing.
No.
But he currently essentially,
he's in financial peril.
But he essentially can't. Well, he can't earn any money any other way right now.
No,
right now. I mean, will he in the future? Probably.
Oh yeah.
But because I've seen Hulk Hogan, no matter what happens, come back, and I think within 2 to 5 years, he'll be back in the WWE. He'll be back. He'll make his amends, and America loves to forgive, and give second chances and third chances and fourth.
And 75th chance.
And especially when it's somebody who has a nostalgia appeal.
I want my country back.
So, but Hogan went on Twitter and essentially did an apology and apologized to through People magazine, saying, you know, that he doesn't believe these things. He made a mistake. Blah blah blah. But since then, has continued to be public on Twitter and making a jackass of himself. Instead of just shutting up, well, yeah, that's, you know, but instead of just shutting up, he's being a little more defensive, and he's not staying quiet. He's not getting out of the public eye the way he should. Now that kind of brings us up to where we are now. Go ahead.
Okay. Hulk Hogan has moved to North Carolina.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
To the Parliament building.
I love Parliament.
Yeah.
They're a good band.
That's true.
Want the funk.
Well, they took down that funk. They took down funk references.
Gotta have that funk. You can turn this mother out. Parliament. Funkadelic.
Oh, Funkadactyls?
Funkadelic. Oh. Parliament / Funkadelic.
Funkadactyls.
George Clinton.
And Naomi. Tracy and Nadine.
Great band. You got to check them out.
Tracy and Nadine. I think, though, that Hulk Hogan's going to North Carolina to fight to have the flag of the Freebirds placed back at the Parliament building. That's his new move.
Yeah.
But no, let me put this all into a little bit of perspective in terms of we'll call it a layman here.
Okay.
John Q. Pulick, if you will.
Do that. I got a ring combination to do
what
here.
What I'm looking at is we went through a bunch of things. The Graziano thing. Got some play. Right? Yep. Got on the CNN and such. Yep. But I didn't hear, nobody talked to me about it.
No.
Then he went through the sex tape.
Yeah.
So, and nobody talked to me about it.
People talked to me about that one.
Now there's this.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking to me about that.
Maybe it's because you're wearing a Hulkamania shirt.
I am wearing Hulkamania.
Like, I pick you up to get supper before we do the podcast, and he comes out wearing this, and I'm like, is that a good idea?
Let me tell you something, brother. But I thought, no, but this, like, I was at a wedding last weekend, and I had people coming to talk to me about this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, Hogan, he's in a bit of trouble, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's from a sex tape. He has a sex tape? Like, nobody knew about this.
No,
but
really.
They all knew that he's a racist.
Well, that's it. They've seen clips of 1 minute of a sex tape. There's 4 of them out there.
And they're all, like, all the clips on the news, like, they kicked him out of their Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Well, like, that was the big deal.
And I don't know if he has been kicked out of
the Hall. No, but that was the big deal to everybody, is that he's not in the Hall of Fame anymore.
Yeah,
like,
really?
This was, like, legitimate to them.
This is
like Pete Rose to them. Like, literally. People are like, he's not in the Hall of Fame? Like, my mother. He's really? Kicked out of the Hall of Fame, you know? I'm like, yeah, well, not really. I know, Mom, but whatever. It's a fucking WWF Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Like, this is the word? You're kicked out of the WWE for Hall of Fame? Like,
yeah. That's the important thing in this, Mom.
That means that this is serious.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's serious to get in and it's serious to get out.
Yeah. You got fired, but shit, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Christ.
No, but that to me was the level, was that this is getting a lot of play.
Yeah.
And so when you're talking about 6 months, and I mean, I don't necessarily, you're talking about he's back in commercial. I mean, he had his Arsenio thing in the 90s.
That was bad.
And the thing was
he could still draw money at that point.
Yes.
So the thing was, he was pulled away from television.
Yeah.
They knew that when he came back, because Absent Makes the Heart Grow Fonder.
Yes, he was still a big star.
He would come back and have a sympathy and get up and get that pop and be able to draw.
True. And yeah. Then he went, I mean, the last time I saw him was those 3-10-10 commercials they did.
Yeah.
People from the 80s, right? And yes. It was him and Alf and such. And that was in
between. Well, no, he did that one where he did the Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball thing, where remember he was in a thong?
No.
And that was like a year ago. And,
well, yeah. But was that a commercial?
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was pretty
it was
well
a year ago, though. Like, nobody watches commercials.
You would have seen it because it's on YouTube.
I've never seen it. I don't think I want to. But
I think you want
to. The closest thing I got was, I think it was Jim Carrey was making fun of it on a Saturday Night Live.
Hmm.
But then you had, I mean, 80s he did his right guard stuff. But then you had the 3-10 commercials or whatever, the 1-800 Collect or CALATT and all that, and so he had those commercials, and that was kind of in between his WCW and WWF stint there, that
yes,
year
was,
2000
yeah.
kind of thing, yeah. 2001, and then that, and then really, I mean, he came back just to do those TNA commercials, you know, with the rent to own or whatever.
Yes,
that were only on Spike TV and only on the fucking.
No, he's done a lot of. He's had more national ads than that, and he's also had a lot of local.
What other
ads.
National ads has he had?
I don't know. I don't fucking trust me. I guarantee you, he has. I'm telling you, he has.
You guarantee me?
I guarantee it. I'm not gonna look it up because that would take too much work, and I don't remember. But
you're wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not.
You are. But you're wrong. Here, I'll Google it right now.
Okay.
Mo is wrong. See, it's right there. It comes up. That you're wrong.
That I'm wrong.
Let's just
that's
go
sad.
Here.
Ooh.
Hulk Hogan TV commercial.
Okay.
Let's see.
Let's see what pops up.
TV Hulk Hogan TV commercials.
Oh. There's like a whole website.
Rent
dedicated.
A Center.
Rent
that
a
was
center.
The one that
yeah.
That was the one. Those are all fucking wrestling commercials.
Well, what did you expect to show up?
Let's see here. So the Rent-A-Center. He was on that, we'll talk about the 80s. He was on that Radio Shack commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
As well, the Super Bowl commercial, the Radio Shack.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
The 80s shit back.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm just looking, like, seriously. Like, well, 2K, nothing that's WWE.
Type in Hulk Hogan Wrecking Ball.
Okay, that's fine. But I'll do that in a sec. But I'm just looking at other. Like,
do it.
Honestly,
do it now.
No, but
oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Do it now. Fuck. Okay, you can wait.
All the commercials listed on this. Okay, and I'm not saying this is the thing. I'm just saying the first one that I got so far are all the. There's the Radio Shack.
Yeah.
They're all fucking WWF commercials, and Rent-A-Center.
And Rent-A-Center.
And there is nothing else.
Well. Then. Okay.
Okay. So I'm still going. I'm still going here. Don't worry.
No. There is other stuff. Like I say, other local stuff and other whatever. But it's not. The point is,
he was in that Honey Nut Cheerio commercial. Remember that?
No.
Oh. It was in '85.
Oh. So, anyways, this is boring. Like, let's fucking move on, can we?
No. Because you're wrong. So that's okay. As long as we admit you're wrong and we've solved that problem. Anyway, the fact of the matter is that I think this one, the further and further that Hulk Hogan gets away, he's had his nostalgic return 20 years later.
Yes.
Like, so he's done that. You say everybody loves a comeback.
Yeah.
And that's when the comeback happens.
Yeah.
It's 20 years after. And he's had that.
But everybody also loves an apology.
Sure. But you said he just did that.
Yeah.
And wow.
Well, but that apology is the, you know, the apology, you apologize. But then you wait 6 months to get out of the public eye, you apologize again. You show
the problem
what you've
is,
done to make amends.
The problem
people
that keeps
all accept
happening,
that.
Though, but the problem that keeps happening with this
mm-hmm.
is that he doesn't like black people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then he doesn't like gay people. That was the latest thing.
That's true.
and you say there's still a bombshell.
That's so the part that's interesting.
At the point, though, comes where he's already apologized.
Yeah.
So he's just going to come out and be like, yeah, I'm sorry about that, too.
Well, it depends on what
And then
is.
The next thing comes. Well, no, but for the gay is. Thing. The gay thing. He can come out now and go, yeah, I'm sorry about that, too. And then something
I haven't
else
heard say anything about that.
Well, no. So maybe he's not sorry. But the thing
Black
is,
people, gay people. I mean, somebody's got to be very offended.
Darren Young is super pissed. But,
it's like he's being personally picked on.
I know, right? But, the next bombshell is that he hates tag team champions. But no, I think that you can only apologize so much, right? For like, I look at not to say that he's been in a downtrodden way or a broke thing or what have you, but. And he got a few projects, I guess. But, I mean, look at, what's his name? Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Right?
Had that he ended up back on television with anger management, and he's fine.
Exactly. And he's not, but he's not, again,
he's not at the same level as he was, but he's fine. He made so much money on anger management.
Yes.
They paid him a ridiculous amount.
They did. Hogan.
Dog the Bounty Hunter said racist things a few years ago, and then he popped back.
Did he?
Yeah. Okay, I know it seems unlikely.
Let's hope that Hogan can rebound to the level of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Well, he can rebound higher is the thing, because he's a bigger star and people care about him more.
But I
and
think
have more nostalgia for him.
I don't know what else.
At the end of the day, Hulk Hogan is master manipulator and master worker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he can work the audience again. He gets the psychology of how to do that and how to get sympathy for himself. I don't think
you know
that
what
this
I
is...
don't think he gets? What I don't think he gets... clear from the last like 5 years or whatever it's been, mm-hmm. is he doesn't get that fucking shit is everywhere to film you.
Well, that's one thing, but also he doesn't get
he was
that. You're right.
Like, I'm very certain that he's always been like this.
Oh yeah.
Like look at I mean, but look at things that happen.
But again, he's not the only one. It's just he's the bigger star doing it.
I mean, there's well, that's right, but that doesn't. I mean, 18,000 wrongs don't make a right.
No, absolutely not.
And so when you look at it, though, it's just the fact that Hogan still doesn't get it. You would think he would learn with that Graziano.
You'd think he would learn from that Graziano. But this is all about the same area. You have to keep in mind, this isn't too far off.
Actually, that's true.
The Graziano thing, I guess, is 2005, but I don't think that came out right away either.
No.
And this is, like I say, 2007, 2008. Brooks about 17, 18 years old. The thing is, you're right, he doesn't get the shit as everywhere, and he should.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's always been like this, but also, I mean, he's with his best friend. What he does is he picks shitty friends.
What?
Like, he had no reason to think,
Brutus Beefcake. Brian Knobs.
They can watch WrestleMania 7.
They can watch WrestleMania 7. This is fantastic. No, I mean, is it the end of the world for Hogan? No. Will he come back at some point? Yeah, probably.
Well, the thing is, this is a continuing story. You can't say it isn't a continuing story, because there's still that bombshell, Willow.
And at this point,
there's still the Gawker lawsuit.
And
what
gets me, and what I haven't heard, and why, and no one's really even, like... why the fuck is the FBI in?
I don't understand.
Like, that's the part.
I don't. That's the part that it's murky as to why the FBI's name has been dropped in this. Something to do with them releasing the tape or trying to keep the tapes from being released or something.
That's like the smoke to the fire to me.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see. Brooke, I guess, when she was 17, 18, was making some bad decisions. According to Hulk. I didn't know if Brooke was fucking the black guy's son. I mean, I don't have double standards. I mean, I am a racist to a point.
Yes.
Awesome, Hulk.
And he drops, in like two sentences, he drops like 12 F-bombs.
Fucking like, N-word. When it comes to nice people and shit and whatever. What? I'd rather some N-word. Yeah. I'd rather have some marry some 8 foot tall N-word worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Fucking N-word, he had Jamie Foxx go, what the?
Well, I do awesome. Like, no. I am a racist to a point. Fucking N-word. Yeah. But when it comes to nice people and shit and whatever, like, in other words, what he's saying is, if you're nice enough, he's not racist. Right. But if you're an asshole, then he's a racist. Yeah.
And then VH1 wanted to go back to the house where he grew up, and he's like a fag.
Oh, that's a... That's... But that's him even working fucking Bubba. Like, because that's so much bullshit. VH1 is doing a reality TV show with Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. They're going to pick a house that's not his real house.
Right.
They're going to put a plant in that house to be the person that they show up with at the camera. Like, they don't just show up and they go to the real house and happen to find whoever's there. Because that's not Nick Guaranteed good TV. Reality TV
yeah.
is not real. Therefore, that story is not real because that's not how it really works.
Yes.
You don't show up at your old house and find a guy and then put it on camera. Yeah. No, you find the right house. You find the right personality, a person to pretend that they're a person. So if the person they picked was a person who was... homosexual, because they thought that would be the most entertaining TV, then that's what happened. Is that even what happened? What? Probably not. He's no. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Even what he's saying here, to the only reason to think that this isn't as bad as it is because when he's saying he's a racist, he's probably lying.
What?
He is Hulk Hogan.
No, but then he drops all the words, and then he... And then,
I know, and but then, he's saying it to and Bubba, then, who you know is a racist. He's probably just getting... everything he's saying is... Like, he's lied so much that even his offensive things are probably lies.
I just love how, like, yeah, he uses the word fag in a lie.
Yes!
Like, it's not even... Like,
it's Hulk Hogan. He can't help himself.
Oh, man.
Like, the whole thing about Jamie Foxx and about... Like, all that's probably lies, too.
Yeah.
Like... Because he's just Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
Yeah, and there are people in Australia that paid like $1,000 to meet Hogan.
Yeah, I know.
And be in like front row seats or these VIP
meet and greet for a tour of WWE has coming up.
Now it's in Australia, now it's Shawn Michaels.
And they're not happy with it. I'm like... But you don't have that next guy Hulk Hogan's level, though. That's the thing, right? It'd have to be Steve Austin. Or, you know, that's it. Like, that's the only other guy it could be.
Or The Rock.
Well, The Rock's not realistic. At least Steve Austin's somewhat realistic, but...
That's true.
You know? But yeah, I mean, Shawn Michaels is the best you can do. Like Hulk Hogan's supposed to be on Goddamn,
son.
Yeah, exactly. Steve Austin's podcast.
Well, no, they got a suitable replacement, though.
A big star.
Huge. Fucking Paige is going to be there, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, in many ways, that show is going to be better now.
Yeah.
Like, at least get Michael Hayes or something equivalent.
You're saying there's not much difference between Michael Hayes and Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan! I'm coming after you! They should have Booker T on the show.
That's a Booker T, Mark Henry, yeah.
No, Booker T, because then you could talk about it.
No, that's true. Really, what they should have... Actually, you want to go seriously, like if you want... Just a guy who's a bigger star in the company.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns...
Randy Orton.
If you want to go outside the box and have something that's actually going to be as big as Hulk Hogan to the fan base, get JR on.
Yeah,
that would be JR's first actual time on a WWE TV forever, and he probably would have done it for Austin, and that would have been huge. Really,
yeah.
Honestly, that would have been a
yeah.
There might have been more interest in that than there was in the Vince.
The Rock.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. again
no. Yeah. The Rock would be, I mean...
Yeah, it would be, but it's, again, not realistic.
Well...
Because, yeah, they want to get him in person, they want to do it in a studio.
Yeah.
JR would have been realistic.
More realistic, perhaps.
Yeah, it would have been realistic.
I don't know what The Rock's doing right now, that's the whole thing.
A movie.
Is he?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can we fucking stalk The Rock? Fucking know what he's doing right now.
No?
I assume he's doing a movie, but, like, where...
Well, you know, he used to play for the Stampeders.
He did, I know that. But, I mean, what are they going to do? Like, when is the next Austin podcast?
Monday.
Oh, this coming Monday?
Yeah.
With Paige?
Yes.
That sucks.
I know. Well, they should have gotten... JR's the biggest guy.
I think, you know...
Who do you think is the...
They should have got was The Rock.
Austin would have been huge. Because, or sorry.
Or Austin, Piper. Yeah, that would have been great.
Austin interviewing Austin would be huge.
Yeah, like Piper, when he did that Piper's Pit. This is the best guest we've ever had.
Actually, Piper would have been very interesting.
That's true.
Piper would have been very interesting if racists. They had done that. Well, I mean,
Undertaker?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with having Undertaker?
Undertaker would have been good.
They announced Undertaker was going to do it.
Maybe they don't want to ruin his... image until like his insider stuff until after the SummerSlam, but really that doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter at all. No. So Undertaker would have been perfect. Brock Lesnar would have been great.
Well, they just did Heyman, though, so I understand that.
Yeah,
but I do, just, I get that.
This is kind of a situation where you're throwing a curveball, though, so you got to swing outside the box.
Yeah, but that's where I would strike a single. And in that case, I would say Taker.
Yeah.
You know.
But I would say JR. But again, like, there's
JR's
Sting.
Good too, yeah.
Sting would have been great. Like, there's a lot of people that are better than Paige is the point. There's people, like, you know, like I say, I mean, even like a
Randy Daniel Orton. Bryan's got his book out.
Daniel Bryan would have been better. Yeah.
Neck injuries.
Yeah.
Like.
Fucking Edge would have been better.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Mean Gene.
Would have been great, actually.
Would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
Bob Backlund.
Maybe.
Fantastic television. But, I mean, there's lots of... The point is that there's a million people better than Paige.
I think Jerry Lawler would have been better than Paige.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
Paige. Like, even in the Divas, even that... I think even Nikki Bella would have had more interest than Paige. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, Paige doesn't even strike me exactly as, like, even their... I mean, I guess she's their top baby face?
Yeah, sort of, not really. The three NXT women who've been brought up.
Yeah.
You know, as a trio would have been better.
Oh, way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems weird. I don't know what they're going to do.
Ric really... Flair?
Yeah. Dave Meltzer? No. But I'm really not interested.
It's only an hour podcast. It's you want to ask a bunch of questions.
I'm not interested in Paige's.
No, the point is, here. These have been fantastically popular. Like, the most watched things on the network are his interview with... Number one's like his interview with Vince. And number two is like his interview with Triple H.
Oh,
and,
right.
And then, you know, so I understand why they're going to go back to it and you don't want to drop it when, you know, but this will really... We'll see now how much of a draw Austin is.
Well, yeah, and to be honest, I could see that, though, because, like, the people that have the purchasing power right now for the network are in that demographic, right? Because it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
1998 was almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So, those are the people that were in that 18-year-olds that are, you know, sitting in their mid-30s that have income to spare, that, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, they can come up with $10 a month.
It's only $9.99, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm surprised Hunter didn't talk about on that click thing.
That's the only thing he didn't do. It's going to open that door because it's getting fucking hot.
Really, it's hot. You're complaining that it's hot. Who would have thought that? Who would have seen that coming?
Hey, I took off that one shirt.
The flannel shirt that you came in with. And jeans and a fucking hat. And he comes in with fucking 30 degrees Celsius. He goes, you know, it's usually...
I looked good, okay? I looked good.
You didn't even do that, is the thing. Look, it's a long weekend coming up. I'm going camping. I couldn't find my tent. And I thought, that's where it is.
Are you actually going camping?
Yeah. I'm not sure why.
Everybody I know is going camping.
Apparently.
Which means the city will be all to myself.
Manting.
Oh, hi. That's your dog.
That's a dog. He's an ass man.
Well, his name is Willie.
He's a shaved ass man.
Yes.
But, yes. Yeah. Hey, Willie. What else... What are we talking about? We're talking about Austin's podcast and how much that's going to suck.
Yeah.
So it's click week on the network.
Well, what? No. Let's just go back to the Hogan thing. I don't think we finished with this yet.
Why not? Yeah.
You're done? Well, you don't want to talk some more about some of the hypocritical stuff of some of the other people, Hogan, the history of the business Hogan's as far as the giant. Racism?
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. But the story isn't about... Like, yes, WWE cut ties with him. Okay? WWE cut ties with Hulk Hogan because... He said a racist thing. They just had the Alberto Del Rio deal.
Yes.
And it's all over the fucking news with the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Racism is a hot button issue right now in America.
Mm-hmm.
So it does not, like, hypocritical, keep it up, right? The whole Vince on the fucking thing. Booker T, Michael Hayes, all this, like I said, the Del Rio thing. All this stuff, is in there and yeah, if people dig, you could write a book on racism just in WWE in the last 10 years.
Yeah, one of the things that they talk about is how much one of the things that came out with the Hunter, or with the Alberto Del Rio things, how often Hunter makes jokes surrounding racism.
Yeah. Well, the fucking Mexicools came out in the fucking lawnmowers and shit, right? Yeah. I mean, this has not been a racially sensitive industry.
Well, it's like that. There was that gimmick that they just had talked about, or one of the writers talked about, that he pitched in 2002, where it was going to be a guy who was a legitimate badass, who kicked everybody's ass, was tough, won all the time, and was gay, but did not look like a gay guy, did not act like a gay guy, did not have, like the stereotypical image.
Right, right.
The idea none of that, none of the talking like that.
Right.
Like a guy who's just a normal guy, he's gay, and that this would have been very progressive into it. They pitched it, he pitched it to Stephanie, and it never came back to him. The guy that was pitched to do it, Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that. But the problem was that they were not progressive enough.
Brock Lesnar plays a gay guy. Yeah.
At the time, I don't think he would have had a choice.
Well, yes, he would have. At the time, Brock would have walked. Today, Brock would have. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that he thinks it's that offensive. But the point is, because he's still winning, he's the exact same guy. It's just, he's gay, but it's like a side thing. It's not the defining characteristic, which is what wrestling has always done towards ethnicities and sexuality, and like all of it is it comes back down to that's the defining characteristic as a human being instead of that's what they do at home and this is who they are.
Yeah, that's so Raven.
But she came out.
I just think that, I mean. And Darren Young, I mean, he comes out, but it's not part of his character, right?
No.
But, I mean, the way I look at it is they had to do it. They can't, I mean, glass houses don't throw stones, sure, but they had to do it, and so it's
glass houses tend to roll stones?
Yeah, but I think that, again, you can dig up all of that history. That doesn't change the fact that Hogan said it, so he got fired.
No.
Right? Like, I said 18,000 wrongs don't make a right.
No, I'm not saying that. No, but what I'm saying is that I'm not saying that. I'm not saying 18,000 wrongs make a right. What I'm saying is, fucking, can we talk about how this is not, it's not just him. There's others, and if you're fucking cutting him for it, why don't you spend the time to really crack down on it, admit what you are, and fucking fix something?
Oh, yeah. No, they don't care about that. Don't get caught. Don't get caught. That's the American
and
way.
And that, to me, is the defining characteristic of this story world. In some ways.
The world.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No, the world. Don't get caught.
Well.
Win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. Don't get caught.
So how's your marriage going?
Hmm?
Which one? Next? Yeah. All right, let's
camping in Utah this weekend.
Oh, boy. Can you pick up a couple more wives, are you?
Well, the floors are dirty.
they really fucking are, though.
I know. But,
all right, so yeah. Anything else? Yeah, what else you got written down here? We're going to move on from the subject.
Okay.
And later on, Hulk Hogan does want to clear the air. WH wants to come on the show. We've told him he can call in.
Yes.
So we'll wait. We'll wait towards the end to do that.
It's true. It's true.
But didn't you have more jokes about it you wanted to make?
Well, I mean, the way that I look at it as a nature boy,
mm-hmm.
Buddy Rogers
mm-hmm.
used to say, to a nicer guy, it couldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it is. I mean, I understand that Hogan, like we talk about second chances, third chances, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got a new gig that he's starting up already with Bill Watts.
Yeah.
You know, to get a promotion going.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to be a tag team, aren't they?
No, they're just going to run.
Yeah, Bill Watts, WWE Hall of Famer.
That's true. Yeah, see? Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
And he got caught and people forgot. And you know what? They just put him right in. And that's exactly it. Time heals all wounds. And it will for this, too.
Oh, of course it will. Of course it will. It's just that, again, it's tough for him because he's broke. And he has no viable earning potential. Really.
Well, that's not true. Like I say, he has $100 million potentially coming from Gawker. Well, he won't get all of it, but...
And he's...
I think you'll get some.
Yeah, in 2024. Like, fuck, like, these things don't, true. These $100 million lawsuits don't just end in a week. Oh, here you go. Go eat. No, that's what I'm saying. He's fucking broke, and he's got to leave like a fucking...
He's not as broke as he was. Well, he's no, really not. Not
he's
even
not
close.
As broke as he was.
He's got some money.
But he has no
now.
Viable earning.
But he has no viable earning. He has no viable earning potential. I mean, right. When you lose that high-paying gig on Tough Enough, you're fucked.
Did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Because they have the Better Call Saul, which is the preview to it, and the Wire, and he started off as like a con man. They used to call him Slippin' Jimmy. Because mm-hmm. he used to fall and pretend he was hurt.
Oh, okay. Stuff. I thought it was because he had sex with Kelly Kelly.
No, that's Syphilis Jimmy.
And everybody else.
And everyone else. You know there's a big invasion in wrestling right now?
Yeah.
Global Force Wrestling.
Oh, fuck off.
Did you hear that it's already over?
I know. Oh, that's okay because you know what? I just got a text message, and about 10 minutes ago, they hired Bubba Ray Dudley.
So Bubba's back. Bubba back?
Yeah, Bully Ray's back on
as the authority.
Wait
figure.
A second, I got another text.
Wait,
he's fired.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Bully Ray comes in as the authority figure, realizes he's not going to get paid. And it's like, fuck you, I'm gone.
Yeah, no, but he's back again. I just got another text.
Good.
Yeah, no. So good. That'll be all right.
And now there's going to have a fucking...
He's fucking gone.
Is he gone?
Yeah, no, dude, just quit, apparently.
But man, I just look at, like, Jesus. I don't know. This TNA, like, it's a funny story. Because...
Well, here's something you don't know.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I watched the last two TNAs.
Here's... Why?
Curious. Curiosity. I just set my DVR to tape them, and...
Do you have the Fight Network? Well, yeah. I guess you get everything.
Yeah, I have everything, yeah.
I'm like, wow, how did you even do that?
And so I watched, it was annoying as hell because I put it
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I get.
And it's on the Fight Network here in Canada.
Yeah,
and which so is I set it to run, and it's supposed to record only new programs. And I'm not even kidding you. I've had it on for 4 days, uh-huh. and it's like the Wednesday comes, or the Thursday, whatever. I'm like, okay, there should be a new one. Let's check it out. I look at my PVR and there's 9 episodes. They replay this thing twice or 2 or 3 times a day, every day. Because they have like no programming on that network.
Fight Network, has nothing. They just do like 8-hour loops of the same shit.
So it's just on. And every time they play it, it ends up on the PVR. I'm like, well, this isn't going to last long. But I watched the last couple episodes.
Sorry.
And it's very strange because, like, you talk about an unrecognizable property. Like... Yeah, it has a 6-sided ring, but you know, black. But with the black ropes, it doesn't even look like the same ring.
Hogan fought against those.
I hear he did.
6-sided rings, I mean.
Yeah. Oh. you don't recognize any of the performers in the company. Any of the wrestlers who are working there. Like I really know almost none of them.
Yeah.
And the few that you do know don't look the same as what you remember. Which is good in the case of a Drew McIntyre / Drew Galloway.
Oh, does he look different?
Oh, yeah, looks very different, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he could totally end up back in WWE if they had any brains. So he won't.
No. Well, he will.
And he actually cut a great promo, too. I'm like, oh, that was great.
And Barry Smith.
And it's not bad wrestling. The crowd is sort of odd, but it feels like you watch it, it just feels like a product that is playing out the string.
Yeah,
like it's it has also the feel of like a regional, like you used to watch those regional products from different areas. That's what it looks like. It feels like a studio stage, a little bit smaller. It's not really that important. The stars aren't really that big, but it's there and it's not bad.
But it's
and that's and that's what it came across like. So, but now you hear the stories of like this GFW, and GFW is also fucked. It really looks like. You know.
Yeah.
ROH lost some programming.
Well, they got to go off the prime time, and then they got there. But, I mean, that's not a big deal for...
No, it's not huge.
Actually, I think that's a bigger deal for TNA than it is for ROH. Because ROH isn't living and breathing and dying by this.
No.
And they were hoping that it would give TNA a boost, and it didn't.
And didn't.
No. And now it's just kind of like a...
Well, but Destination America really seems like a network that is... I mean, it just doesn't seem like a stable network. Doesn't seem like a strong leadership or... Because they react and change their mind, and they're fucking Vince McMahon, but they're running a network.
Yeah. Well, but, that's just it. Wait, what? Vince?
Yeah.
He runs a network.
I know. He runs a network. And he's changed his mind lots.
He has changed his mind lots. Hey, you, and we talked about Paige being on there because it's coming right after Raw.
DDP, if you're trying to get Paige on.
That's right.
DDP would have been bigger. That's true. Much bigger.
Paige and fucking Austin together would have been great.
Much bigger.
Roommates?
Yeah, yeah, that would have been great.
That would have been great.
Foley would have been bigger.
Jake Roberts.
Yeah. So, would have, honestly.
But I mean, do you know where Raw is this Monday?
No.
We're not from here.
Oh, yeah, sorry, San Jose.
Could have had tickets to that.
We could have, yes. I'm curious as to how much they sell.
Yeah.
But
no, see, that, and so, okay, then you lose again because Paige, right, we're talking about who could be a more, The Rock, he's from there.
Yeah, I know. He is. He's from everywhere. I mean, everywhere, man.
But he said it.
I know. He's
from the Bay Area.
I know he said it at WrestleMania.
Bay Area boy. Mm-hmm. His hometown. Surely they want to get The Rock in his hometown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But I think interesting that WWE is also looking at
that heavy breathing. Uh-huh. Not me.
Oh, the sorry time. About that.
It's the dog.
Yeah.
This time. It might be me if I tie my shoe. I'll probably be breathing heavy. It's true.
That's true. Yeah. And you're wearing Velcro shoes.
Mm, yeah. I still have to bend over, motherfucker.
It's true.
I'm not like you. I'm not used to bending over all the time.
Got my knee pads.
Hey, what were you saying?
I'm just saying that WWE looking to do next year, next summer,
yeah.
Bash at the Beach.
Yeah, I heard, yeah.
They're going to do a show on the beach.
Yeah.
Which will be stupid.
It'd be a network special, so whatever.
I know. But like, you're not going to make any money from it. So why would you do it?
Did you make any money from Beast and East? No, but it's actually popular. Did. Well, then this is the same idea.
Yeah, but that was at a
the
show.
The Elimination Chamber? Did it make any money? This is the same idea.
It's a show where you bought tickets. Yeah. You didn't buy tickets. You just show up at the beach.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like, hey, there's a ring. Let's have this.
I think your dog wants out.
I don't care. he knows what's good for him.
Then can you tell him to get out of here, to leave? Or
fine. Hey, Willie, back up.
Yeah. Can you
back up? See? He's good. Back up.
Well, that's,
back up.
That's effective.
It is. See? He's backing up. I know.
Back, you know, then what can you do to get him out of the room? Is there anything you can do to get him out of the room?
No.
Willie, can we try? Willie, fuck off. Fuck off, Willie. It works when you say it.
No. It you said his name. That's why. Go right to you. He's like, what? Oh, your name is me again? But Brock is going to be on the Madison Square Garden house show.
That's true. He's going to be doing a few limited house shows.
That's true.
It's part of his new contract.
What, so. in Calgary here?
I hope. For UFC in December.
No. Calgary, we're getting a house show in like September.
I know. But I'd rather if he was on the UFC in December. That we're hopefully getting.
Do you think it's any coincidence that the WWE is booked in Edmonton to Calgary loop? Which you can just drive down that
right? Down where?
Down there. On September 11th.
Makes sense.
It does.
Makes sense.
You say Vince is paranoid. I don't see it. Chael Sonnen gonna be meeting with Michael Cole.
Yeah, that means fuck all.
In like a month. What?
Yeah. Do you have any more information? Like, what are you at an actual... Like, anything important to talk about here? Can we talk a little bit about SummerSlam?
The SummerFest is going to be 4 hours.
Yeah.
4 hours spectacular.
Two days before they announced that, I was thinking to myself, you know, in the next show, I'm going to talk about how they need to expand this for an extra hour. Because they're loading this card up, and there's no way they can do everything that they're looking at doing in three hours.
What are they loading?
Well, at the time, they
it's true. At the time.
Yeah, but they're still... Losing, if the Sting may not now be on the show.
No.
Is the way it's looking.
I would think so, because that was my thought, actually, when they announced him on the piano that they're having. It was like him, Sean, and someone. And then Hunter, maybe, or someone. But
Shawn Michaels on Steve Austin would have been, anyways.
That would have been great, actually. And
Stumpy.
On
the Steve Austin podcast.
But I think that you could have, as soon as they announced that Sting was going to be there, I'm like, oh, so he's not wrestling
then. Yeah.
And that just means no new Wyatt family member, basically, so they'll do the 2-on-2, which is fine, and I have no problem with that. I don't think you need Sting on this show.
No. No, probably not. Probably not. But, I think it wouldn't have hurt. It made me more excited. Like, I was really looking forward to the SummerSlam. I really was. I'm like, I have on here, I have three matches I was thinking would be 4-star or better. Plus Undertaker and Lesnar.
The Divas match.
Plus Undertaker and Lesnar, plus Sting. I was like, okay, I'm really looking forward to this. And I even had some curiosity in the Stardust Green Arrow, because I'm just curious how they're going to work all this now.
Well, it's Stardust against Neville with Green Arrow in the corner.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So who gives a fuck?
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering how they're going to make this all go.
Yeah, sure, but then when the match happens, who gives a fuck?
But anyway, so what I'm saying is...
But I still think...
I was really looking forward to this. So what, but if you drop out Sting, I'm looking forward to it still, but not to the same level. It's just made it feel like it was WrestleMania level.
So we got Brock and Taker.
So I think they should still do him. I think, honestly, they should do an injury angle with Stardust injuring Neville and have Sting be the replacement. I really do think...
Sting be the replacement?
For Neville, yeah.
The Sting Arrow?
The Sting Arrow, yeah, against Stardust. I really think... And it could be like a 5-minute squash. It doesn't really matter. And you know what? That's Sting, and his dad knew him well. Right? Like, I think it just... There's a certain...
Je ne sais quoi?
No, I was going to say... No, I was going to say that. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, there's a certain... Yeah, it's
just, je ne sais quoi?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh.
Yeah. Frenchie Martin joining us.
Oh, USA is not okay. That's a great sign. Carrying it around like he's so fucking original. Oh, Frenchie Martin.
And what a great name. You know,
Frenchie.
He's French, so we'll call him Frenchie. Fuck! Oh, it's genius. Oh,
he'll always give up. That'll be his gimmick. But I think that what I look at is Undertaker Lesnar going to be, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Because the build, they don't have to do anything else.
No, exactly.
It's I watched that brawl and I went, that's worth 300,000 network subscriptions, that brawl.
Yeah, exactly.
If you do this right now, just build off that and don't fucking do a lot else. But just make it seem like this is two epic monsters, unstoppable, the immovable force,
the irresistible force, the immovable object.
Yeah, exactly. If you just do that and make it seem like they just hate each other and just continue to have this smolder now,
yeah,
it's worth like 300,000 network subscriptions.
Yeah, that's true, and. But they have that match.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. It looks like they're going to go with Kevin Owens and Cesaro.
Yeah, that's one of the 4-star matches.
I'm interested.
That, to me, is one of the 4-star matches we're going to see.
It's nice to see... Ziggler's been hurt.
Yeah.
Right? So he's been out. They've moved over Kofi Kingston into the New Day.
Yeah.
So what I'm looking forward to seeing are the two new glass ceiling jobbers that will wrestle each other for the next 80,000 years over and over and over and over again in great matches and get absolutely nowhere. It's going to be great.
I know, but this first one will be great. I mean, it will be. This first one will be great.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to get a 4-star match.
I hope so.
I'll get a 4-star match there. I think I'll get a 4-star match with Harper and Wyatt versus the Shield. Wyatt family versus the Shield.
Yeah.
I think it'll be 4 stars.
I think that'll be great, yeah.
Yeah, so and I think that Cena and Rollins will be 4 stars.
It was.
So
it's already happened. So who gives a fuck?
Me. I think it'll be a four-star match. And you're an idiot.
They already had that match. They did it on Raw. I don't
give a fuck.
Oh, now it's for the WWF title instead of the fucking US. Oh, now I care.
Yeah, it'll be I care because it'll be a good match. Yeah. There's a storyline behind it. It won't be as good as that match, likely, because that broken nose created a certain drama for the match that you couldn't anticipate or book. But it's still a good match, and I think this will be a good match. So I mean, I got 3 4-star matches. Yeah. I got Taker Lesnar, and hopefully still Sting.
You got Taker Lesnar. You're gonna have a good tag match. You're gonna have.
It'll be a good match. Yeah.
You're gonna have a good. You'll have a multiple person tag team match.
Probably be good though.
Probably pretty good, right?
Except for El Matadors, but
they're good workers.
Yeah, I know. So fucking death gimmick.
Oh, I know, but they're good workers. Well, they're Puerto Rican bullfighters.
I guess not as much a death gimmick as Undertaker, but still.
Right. But I think, and then you got that match. At least with Owens and Cesaro, right now it's still new.
Yeah.
You're also going to have Ziggler.
A year from now, when it's happening for the 50th time, I'll give it a lot less of a fuck.
Yes.
I give a less of a fuck about Ziggler and Rusev.
Right.
Because I've already seen that actually multiple times. Well, Rusev beat him on the way up multiple times.
But he's a wonderful comedy character.
That's true. He has the new comedy heel on the roster, and that's really good.
Remember.
A lot of money there. A lot of money to be drawn from a comedy heel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when it was NXT just starting, Rusev, remember, was breaking the boards?
Yeah.
And Ziggler was like his second opponent.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, but it's... Yeah, that match has got really shitty build, and it's more about the women than it is about the thing. They already have given up on Lana. Now they want to find a Mexican chick.
Yes, that's true.
So whatever.
Lana is being the face of the company.
Yeah, they don't want
the face
of
the
women. They don't want to do that anymore. They want to find a Mexican chick. So that's fine. And you're
gonna before they give up on the NXT chicks.
Well,
they're working it pretty hard right now.
To give up.
No, to push them. To get the attention.
Well, that's a Hunter and Stephanie thing, right? So I think...
They're doing a horrible job, but at least they're trying.
I don't know that they're necessarily doing a horrible job as much as they're doing... they're just going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to just keep at it. Like, that's one of those things, is that as much as they keep at it, it'll just be one of those things that becomes accepted. And that's what
they're doing. It won't be what it could have been, though, which is why you're doing a horrible job. It's not going to... What they want it to be that revolution, it won't be that. It won't go down as that. Now, it will... Actually, it will go down as that because WWE writes history. So 15 years from now or 10 years from now,
right,
that'll be the fucking thing on the network when they look back at this. This will be the revolution. But as far as how effective
how
it actually...
Like how Rick Steiner was the worst Steiner brother.
Yeah. But all the stuff that they rewrite about ECW or WCW and all this, like, they do it with everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
I know, just the most recent example we just saw was that Rick Steiner sucked. Yeah. And he was the Marty Jannetty of the team.
Yeah.
What?
But again, it's one of those things where making, just because it's going to be accepted as better doesn't mean it's good. If it's not what it could have been. And it's not going to be what they could be. And that sucks.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're making a lot of mistakes with it. But they make a lot of mistakes with everything. So, and that's one of the things. It's like, I'm interested in SummerSlam. I'm excited for SummerSlam. They're making a lot of mistakes. I could sit here and bitch about it. But the truth is, despite all that, you got me interested in this one card. Like, good job. And last couple of weeks, the fuck came. It's been a pretty enjoyable Raw.
Pretty good Raw, yeah.
Like, we've actually seen the advantages over the last month or so, 6 weeks even, of a 3-hour Raw. Because, like, that Cena versus Cesaro, like, this match that was great, like, both of them.
Yeah.
Never would have seen if it was a 2-hour Raw.
That's right.
You know? So, like, it's... There's a lot of things they do wrong. And it's frustrating because... Most of the stuff they're doing wrong is not huge to fix. It's a lot of little tweaks.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
And the fact that I hated the last pay-per-view doesn't help. But and we can start calling it that again now that they're going to be offering pay-per-views for $5 a month on the network.
Well, they're not yet. They put out feelers to say, would you sign up?
Would you sign up? You were a member of the network. You bought the network. and then you dropped out. Like, would almost you do almost 50% of the people who tried the network have dropped out. Not quite.
It was a survey that they said. They were taking a little survey.
And part of it is, would you pay $5 for just that one event? With an extra charge for every extra thing you wanted to purchase. So if you wanted to purchase the Ross for that month, that'd be an extra month, a dollar or whatever. It'll be interesting. That's very interesting.
That would be good. Yeah. I mean, that's an extra way to get some money, and why not?
I don't know that it is an extra way to get money. It's an extra way to get money if everybody who is currently getting the thing stays, and you add in that extra $5. But if 20% of them leave, and you get 30% more than you have now ordering that for $5, but 20% of the people have left because they're only interested in that and looking to save the $5, then you're not actually coming out ahead.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it could be.
So we'll see.
The whole point of it is that
But also, they asked if you want more, do you want more non-wrestling related items, like dramas, like original dramas? No! No, I fucking don't!
What?
I don't want... If I want a drama, I can turn on fucking TBS, HBO, CBS, NBC, or Netflix.
Yeah.
And they all do it really well with really good budgets and really, they can afford to do it right. Big stars, well-shot. You cannot do any of these things, so I don't want you to fucking do it!
What if it stars Jamie Noble?
Okay. If Jamie Noble stars in the new Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, along with, I think Jamie Noble and a nuclear physicist.
Mm-hmm.
The Nukes of Hazzard.
The Nukes of Hazzard. Uh-huh.
Done. Book it.
Mm-hmm.
Book it.
China could be Boss Hog, because according to Kevin Nash, she really knows how to work a hog.
That's true. Why is Ellie in the ring?
It's like inside joke.
Ken is such a salty bully.
Inside voices. Joke.
You know, when I'm looking at this picture, Sheamus basically has a mohawk in this picture.
Here. I know.
Well,
it's just the angle.
Yeah, you're going to have Randy Orton and Sheamus, too, on this picture.
That's another one, yeah.
So who cares?
Yeah.
And,
Well, there's plenty of who cares, but there's also ones
that why do you need 4 hours?
Because you have enough, but you actually, you're going to have like 10 matches.
I know, so get rid of 3 of them, then who gives a fuck about it?
They're not going to do that, though. So it's good that they're going to go 4 hours. I also think the fact that it's 4 hours makes it seem like, okay, it's the second biggest event of the year, which is what it should feel like. So that's another reason. Just the idea that, hey, this is special, this is epic, which is why Sting should still be there. I know the angle with the Wyatts is not because of the injury to Rowan and everything has vastly changed, but he still should be there because you want it to come across like this event is, it means something.
Well, and you slap a new fucking Wyatt member in there.
Well, right? They just don't have that guy, I think, that they find
Who would you do?
I really don't know. Probably Baron Corbin, but he's not ready.
He's not ready. No.
So I don't really know.
Could you hide him in tags?
It'd be easier. It would be a lot easier. Especially in a situation like this, but
if you hit him in tags and you just made him the muscle, the outside, you know what I mean, and not getting in, and then he could do dark matches while he's there and go in the house and house shows and have some matches, and that could be a way that you bring in a Baron Corbin.
Yeah,
I could see that. I mean, you've got your, you know,
I mean, you could do a guy like Mark Henry as a hired muscle for the one event. But it just doesn't make sense with the Wyatt character, so
yeah. Unless he's going to be like a straight edge society and take somebody in,
yeah.
Because after the speech that he gave about how Harper found his way and I helped Harper and blah blah blah, then you could. I mean, especially if you want at least for that part of it, play on the occult part of it. Where
yeah, I suppose
you're going to bring a guy in like a Jack Swagger or someone that's you know,
yeah, someone like that. Jack Swagger. Jack Swagger grew out his beard. And joined the Wyatt family, I think that would totally work. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying
that's a perfect guy, honestly.
That they're not using.
There's a perfect guy. He's big, like Harper. He's about the same size.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So, that was the guy I thought of, was Swagger.
Swagger.
So, and I mean, then he, like,
Zeb Coulter already looks like he's in the Wyatt Clan.
Yeah, actually, you could actually throw him in there, and it would fit.
Yeah.
So that'd be fine, and then I would get him back on TV, which would be cool with me too.
Which would be great because he could be the running mate for Donald Trump.
That's right. So no, I like that. I like that idea. But and then you could still bring Sting in.
You still could bring Sting, and I agree with you that I mean Sting isn't coming, but I don't think
it doesn't look like.
No. I don't think so, given the way that they've done. I mean, they're not in a norm. They're not normal right now. This isn't like a normal WWE would not have promoted. They would not have promoted Sting's appearance at that event before.
That's true.
You know, if he was going to be on the card, they wouldn't have said his name at all until he showed up.
That's true.
So that makes me think that he's
not. Which got it out there, and then everybody is funny because after the last event with Harper costing Reigns the match, we came on the show and went, well, it's pretty obvious this is so Ambrose can be his tag team partner.
Yes.
And then everybody else reported it was obvious that it was supposed to Sting could. And I was like, fuck, are you guys paying attention?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, it turns out it is not.
No, it is not.
So, yeah, I just think that, I don't know, the fest, I think it's going to be okay. Do you think they're going to have, like, a musical act?
No,
I don't think so. Or some form of, you think that the Green Arrow will be...
The Green Arrow, you know, again, if you want to make it WrestleMania-esque,
well,
you need a bigger star, especially a bigger star than Steve Arnell. From Green Arrow.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You need a bigger star than that. So, does that mean you're going to get it? I don't know. I don't know who else you could bring in as a guest. I don't think
LL Cool J.
He sure would be great if Rock made a surprise appearance, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So again, which is why a guy like Sting.
It's not realistic.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
and The Rock's not from Brooklyn.
Oh no, I'm sure he is.
All right.
If you've been fucking paying attention, I'm pretty sure he's from Brooklyn.
Actually, wasn't that the last time he made a surprise appearance with Rusev?
Yes.
From Brooklyn?
Yes.
And they're in the same building there?
Yeah.
I think it was, actually.
I think so.
It's Click Week on the World Wrestling Federation Network.
Hmm.
You know what? I wish.
Does that mean you're going to click the channel?
No, but I watched almost all of it now.
Yeah, it's you.
The... After Raw, they had there's a DVD that's out.
Yeah.
Which I think we're probably watching all throughout the week here anyway.
Probably close to it.
Yeah. But, so it was like the first 20 minutes of this DVD, and it we know the story already,
mm-hmm.
and it's not anything...
No.
Outside of what the story is told. The only thing that, of course, Revolution that came out, or call, I don't know if to call it news, but the reveal
mm-hmm.
is who came up with the Click name.
Mm.
You know, who came up with the name, like called them the Click? Who came up with the Click?
Sonny?
It had always been credited to Lex Luger
mm.
naming them the Click. But they interviewed Luger.
Oh, okay.
And he said, no, he said he used to see when he was in the Allied Powers.
Mm-hmm.
He used to sit there and he'd watch Davey, and Davey would go, click, 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 click. And so Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog, actually is the one that they came up with the Click name, which Luger popularized it, I guess.
Okay.
It was actually Davey Boy. So that was good. And then we watched the Click. What is it? Behind the Curtain or something.
Yeah. It had a great origin story.
I wish that was longer.
That could have been longer.
Just the five of them sitting in the back talking.
Yep.
Like stuff like Nash going, like, I'm going to bring back the hip toss. And Sean's like, is it finished?
Yeah, just that. And like, it's only 20 minutes. And then and I'm like, I can't believe it was only 20 minutes. And you're like, that's probably all they could show.
Yeah.
Like, these guys, you know.
But yeah, some great Owen stories, some great Mr. Perfect rib stories. Yep. Just awesome stuff. And I could watch that they could make a 3-hour fucking special of that. Great.
Yeah, well, no problem with that.
And then we watched some of the moment thing, and that wasn't very
I mean, we'd seen all the matches. Yeah. So it was just some comments before them, and we'd heard those comments too.
I don't care anymore about the Click Week. Can we move on to something more important?
Was there something more important?
Plenty.
Like what?
I don't know.
It's the Click. What's more important than the Click?
So let's talk more about the Stardust.
Stardust is more important than the Click.
No, this is. Because like people like you and me and a lot of people were complaining about him coming back as Stardust.
Yes.
And it didn't make any sense. So, right. Okay, just what is your complaint? Can you place it out there?
It doesn't make any sense.
Would you care to expand on that, or?
Oh, no. I think that it's not that it didn't make any sense. It's that he came back first week. He comes back. His very famous father has passed away.
Yeah,
and he's back as a heel.
Yeah,
and nobody wanted to boo him.
I know.
And yet he's being this heel.
Yeah.
And the part of it
is... As a heel that wasn't clicking before, and as a heel that's not clicking now.
And it's not even that. It's that the whole point of his heel is he's supposed to be like a strange heel.
Yeah.
So, it's not like he can be... it's not like he's a dick heel.
No.
Where he can do that stuff.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's a strange, weird heel. So you can't get your point across directly to say, like, you know what, I hate my father, or don't compare me to my father, or, you know, whatever you need to
whatever
do.
Whatever
you need to do to
distance
yourself.
Not doing that, but whatever it is you're saying, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's weird.
Yeah.
And so he can't get that vibe across, so he's just a weird guy that now you could have sympathy for because his father has passed away.
Well, and they brought that up how, like, the first time he comes out, he faces Neville, he beats him. And then he loses to him next night on SmackDown.
What?
And then since then, he's been cutting promos off.
50-50?
And apparently set up this match. And the thing is, the first night when he comes out there, they mention as he's coming out of Stardust, after he shows up at Stardust, gets some cheers, and then cuts the heel promo, and people are obviously confused in the audience, and then he comes out, and the announcers mention how this is the first time he's back since his dad died.
Yeah.
Since Dusty died. So it comes across very strange. And much of this is, part of this is those promos that he cuts. It's like there's maybe a psychology behind them, but he's too busy trying to be weird, and it seems forced, especially that thing at the end and all this stuff, that it's not quite clicking. And
that said, on this past Monday, when I did like the, you know, this world is built on heroes.
Yes.
And whether they wear green or some of our heroes wine and dine with kings and queens.
And he's done that pretty much every time. He's made a reference to one of his dad's promos. He's done that every once.
I'm okay with
the view always never changes, or, you know, whatever. Like, he would put your hand on mine. Like, he's referenced them all in every one of them.
Right.
But again, so it seems really odd, and you're like, why is this happening? So I was wondering if you had read the blog that he posts on his wife Brandy's.
No.
Edith Styles, I think, is what she goes by as the in the ring announcer, isn't it?
Yes.
Her real name, Brandy Runnels.
Right.
Runnel. And it's called The Dream, The Bad There. It's fairly long, and it's a little bit stream of consciousness, but I'm actually going to read this whole thing.
Like, because you asked me if I read.
You're right. Like, this is the first time we've met.
Did they make an audio version of this?
Well, they're going to right now. I'm going to read this for everybody. Like, it's a
Can
little
you read
long.
It as Dusty?
Well, I was going to ask you if we're going to do that later. But this, I'm going to read this as Cody. Actually, I'm just going to read this. I think
yeah,
this,
read it as Stardust.
I think that this will get it across. And after I've finished, we'll get your opinion. And I think a lot of people understand this a little more.
Okay.
So right out of the gate, thank you, Brandy Runnels. Thank you for letting me utilize your groovy blog to share a few thoughts with followers of the Rose family, our family. And thank you for a chance
that
somewhere and somehow my father will be able to hear what I'm saying.
He's a heel now.
And secondly, there is such thing as too much death, too much melancholy, too much morbid of a discussion. And for those who don't want to engage in that, I suggest you read no further and enjoy the rest of your day or night.
Okay.
No offense taken.
In the meantime, and in between time.
No, actually, shut the fuck up for a second. Let me read this. And then tell me. Like, actually, be quiet for a second, if you can. While I fucking read this. If you fucking don't mind.
Only if I can.
Well, then I got no hope. Yeah, shut up for a second. Okay? People might actually want to hear this because they haven't heard it. I don't think a lot of people did. Okay, so where do I begin? Why did I even want to become a professional wrestler? Here's something. Here's something I only ever shared with my employer, not even Dad. It was a picture. A picture that used to adorn my mantle in my parents' bedroom on our old Marietta home. The bedroom with a king bed that was the size of a Manhattan apartment. It's a picture of Dusty Rhodes holding up the then WWF title, Worldwide Wrestling Federation. The picture was taken on September 26, 1977 in the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Dad had told me about Studio 54, he and Mom hanging out with Warhol and other luminaries. He told me about the cops on horseback, the Broadway nights. But as far as little 7-year-old me was concerned, I was confused. I was confused because my dad was never the WWF champion. So he told me, champion's advantage. Daddy had won the contest by countout, and the title could not change hands in a countout or disqualification. They took it from him. So I knew. I knew at 7 years old. I knew what my job was, what the mission was. And of course, I became obsessed with pro wrestling. I tried to be an insufferable know-it-all when it came to the history and the holds, but the mission didn't change. It was to win the title we now call the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. To put it on his shoulder while he sat in the front row and with my mother and sisters, and I would tell him, we get to keep it this time, and you are right, it is real. So that dream, it dies with you dream. It didn't get done. As Tom Paris would say, no hopes, no disappointment. And if I am being honest, I had gotten farther away from that goal ever since Miami. And for the very first time in my career, I was beginning to doubt that I could even get it done. The audience was starting to associate less with the Jimmy Stewart, Gable types, and instead connecting more with the Seth Rogen types. Some of the disciplines that I thought would lead me to the goal, to the Rolex, their importance was diminished, and the areas that were becoming more important, perhaps, I wasn't that good at. And I know you would have snapped at me for thinking that way, so angry that your voice sounds like a tree cracking apart in the wind. You would have told me that I could do anything. You are, after all, the man that would play Garth Brooks' The River every morning before you dropped me off school. The man that a 40-something-year-old homeless man could walk up to and tell you he wanted to be an astronaut. And you would ask, where do we start? I'm sure you can accomplish that in just 3 to 5 years if you want it bad enough. And you wouldn't mean that. You would have meant that. So when I dreamed up a potential match, a crossover affair, if you will, it was my intention to sit you and Mommy in the front row surrounded by hopefully 19,000 strong. And when you would see that I was special. You could stand in the company and stand outside the giant window and not feel ashamed by that vision. But that vision can't happen exactly like that anymore. You had to go. I'm deeply influenced by comic books. I genuinely consider them my education. Since I forewent that whole wrestling scholarship thing, I told the very talented current writer of DC Comics, Batman, Scott Snyder, that to our family, Dusty, you were the Batman. Damn, that sounds silly, it's true. But it's true. With all our extended mess, godfathers, uncles, a cousin timekeeper, a gorgeous host/wife, 2 sons, several proteges, and all this in the same business, we are the Batman family. And you let me be your Robin. So what do you want me to do? Now, the head of the table is empty. I'm not ready to let the sun go down on you. My compass is just spinning madly. A few days after we lost you, I was tasked with the unfortunate duty of going through your cell phone to find various numbers so that we could invite them to the service. And there it was, your lock screen. It was a picture. It was Stardust in a heated stare down with the CW's most valuable player, Steven the Green Arrow ML. Finish what you start, kid. And that's why I sent you-know-who on Monday. And I'm sure when he drew that first line of paint down his face, his throat rise and his eyes might have watered a bit. Leave it all out in the ring, my gift to you. And I know the man who secretly wanted to pit himself against Joe Frazier after Starrcade 84 would get a real kick out of this. So, Dad, I hope you like what happens next. And I hope you fans do, too. Like Paul told you, they're not marks. They're customers. You said about them in 1978, after you took those rose-tinted shades off to let them know you were serious. I know you. Making you happy makes my dreams fulfilled. When I finish, who knows? Maybe Aubrey Sitterson and I will actually write a comic or two that people will enjoy and feel something from. Maybe I'll finally take your advice and head west, young man, and get that manager you wanted me to get. Or maybe I'll put a pair of wrestling boots and trunks in the bag, promise to carry it on a plane, first rule, and ride the roads and pretend to be a cowboy like you. The Stardust suit might end up in the closet next to the black gold Midnight Rider mask, which you never told me why it's even there to begin with. Wait, no, you weren't him, were you? I think you told me it was an Apache or Cherokee custom, that giving a knife was something. Or was giving the bonds of friendship, and giving it back was to cut them. So I have to give you a few from your collection to those two studs you watched your last Mania with, your booking friend from NXT. I don't want to make empty promises to you, but I'd be remiss if I didn't share that whatever area I'm weak on, I'll improve, or that I'll do my best to bring War Games back, or that I will wrestle a 60-minute time limit match one day. But most importantly, I'll take care of Mom. You have my word. It's the only guarantee I can make. I have so many wild memories of being your sidekick. Like when we sat at the Waffle House off Canton Road and the chef asked you, is wrestling fake? And you stood up quicker than a cat and slapped him so hard his signature toque hat was twisted sideways. And you said, was that fake? Now I want my hash brown smothered and covered. And you sat down and you somehow became total buds with that same chef. Or the fact that almost every kid who went to Lassiter High School and played football got to witness pep talks that would have made the master orator or wartime general shiver, and they call you coach because of the wonders you did with a simple junior program and a motto, what's it going to take? All you got. But the reason I've asked not to do the DVDs and cancel the appearances for now that had me speaking is because those are mine, and I just want to hold on to them for a little bit. Take the coming month or so as my gift to him. Thank you for reading. I think now it makes sense, right?
What?
Finish what you start?
Yeah. Like, his dad was into the idea of him as the heel, and that guy as the Green Arrow. He was into this gimmick. And finish what you start. Like, he's doing it because his dad actually liked it, and he wants to do it for Dusty. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay. It still doesn't make him a heel. If anything, it makes him an even bigger baby face when you know that inside. But now it's like, okay, do it. Do this. Even though it seemed like it was the wrong move, now I'm like, no, it's not. Because you are paying respects to your father playing out this storyline. And I get it.
And
I'm not sure if he's going to continue wrestling after this. Like, who knows? Or maybe he will. I think it's crazy because he told his employer that was the dream, to hand it to Dusty like that. The truth is now, what should happen is he should lose to Neville. And on his way out, as he's walking up the ramp, he should pull out a bottle of water and wash the face paint on and look back at the audience and then disappear again for another couple months and then come back as Cody and make a run and get that title and cut that speech.
Yeah.
And it would be big and it would be good and the crowd would be into it and really please people. And when I look at Cody, I think he's more primed than most people on the roster to work with, like Hideo Itami and Finn Balor and Neville. It's too bad that this gimmick will probably compromise the match. As being as good as it can, but like Samoa Joe, like he's more primed than most of the guys in the roster to have consistently great matches with these guys.
Seth Rollins,
and
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, like he is a guy who should, like he should now really get to the next level. Looking at the roster, it's like Owen Hart had kind of plateaued during his passing. He wasn't, you know, I mean, let's face it, he was doing a comedy gimmick and. But the truth is, if he had still been, and same thing, Chris Jericho, he came over to the WWF at the time,
yeah,
and then he plateaued, and then you got the Radicals coming in, mm-hmm. and he went to the next level because now he had guys he could work with that took him to the next level.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing. If Owen had still been there, there's no doubt he would be a multiple time Hall of Famer to me, like first ballot Hall of Famer in the Wrestling Observer, like all this stuff, because all of a sudden he would have had Eddie Guerrero and you know, Chris Benoit and
Dean Malenko.
And he would have had
Chris Jericho
himself, and he would have had a series of like great feuds and great matches.
Yeah.
That would have cemented his legacy even further, because the truth is, he didn't have that long a run. But it would have, if he had had that extra 3-4 years with those guys. And that's where Cody is right now, where people are coming in that suit him, and now he can go to that next level. So this is, I hope he keeps going. I don't know if he will, reading that. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But, you know, he's a smart guy. It's too bad this gimmick is, part of the reason it doesn't work is because the announcers just sit there and he cuts a promo and just go, "Boy, what a weirdo." Or he's in the ring and, "Boy, he's weird." Goldust, one of the reasons it worked was he was weird, but the reasons that he was doing the weird things were to unnerve his opponent.
Well, yes.
And
yes.
The opponent played that off.
Histrionics.
Yeah, the opponent played that off, as did the announcing.
Yeah.
And so that point got crossed, whereas that's one of the things that's lacking with Stardust. But, yeah, anyways.
And
thanks, by the way, for shutting the fuck up. I didn't think you were able to do it for that long.
Well, I wasn't really listening.
That's a shoot, folks.
No, I heard it. It does make some sense. It's, and who knows? It's I don't know. I guess. It makes sense.
Again, you get it. Now, all of a sudden, I was like, okay.
But it goes back to that. That said, and this just goes back to the elephant in the room. No offense.
Yeah.
But.
Fuck off!
The writers suck.
The biggest problem I have with the company comes down to the 20-plus writers.
I just look at it like,
the consistency is not there.
If you are going to then now go, if you want to do the Green Arrow-y thing and still have the Stardust thing, okay, yeah, that's fine. There's a way to do it that's better than how it's being done.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
And that comes down to it. So that's part of the... I get that now. But still sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still not reaching its potential, but...
Well, and by that it means it sucks.
Yeah, pretty much
right.
Sucks.
So, I don't know. Do we have anything else? We can talk about the quarter earnings later.
We can talk about the quarter earnings later. Basically, we can say $1.15 million. They turn a profit, but it's not as profit as big as they were doing a couple years ago before the network. Network doesn't make the money.
No.
And house show attendance is down about 10%, which is not a good sign. Along with other things that aren't a good sign. But that said, they still managed to make money. I don't know. If you're making money, though, during the Mania season, I don't know, that you can make it. If you're only making $5 million profit, I don't know how much you're going to make for the year. During the Mania season, that's your biggest time. May and June, how shows were...
5.1 million. Didn't they make 5.1 million?
5.1, yeah.
Yeah. And this is not the Mania quarter.
This wasn't the Mania quarter?
No.
No?
The Mania quarter is already over.
I think this is the report for the Mania quarter included in it, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? I thought that this
I think it was. I do know either way, May and June were really bad. It was the Mania quarter, because they talked about how house show attendance was really good in April. And considering house show attendance is down 10%, that's how bad it was in May and June.
Oh, I see. So. Okay. Well, there you go. They made $5 million. So,
Oh, fuck. So, Double H, is he going to call in?
Brother.
Or are we past that?
We're past that.
I know.
We're past that.
We had a lot of jokes about Hulk Hogan.
And we told them to each other, and they were funny.
They were funny.
But
they would offend you.
Yeah, really. There's probably some stuff we can't say, much like the click. And
And we were going to take that. We were going to push the envelope past where we've ever been before. Now it's fucking 10 o'clock at night, and it's really hot in here.
I know. What do you think about Kota Ibushi and the G1 Climax so far?
I've been watching. I'm 5 nights into the G1 Climax. It's 7 nights that have occurred, and then tonight will be the 8th. Mm. Ibushi's great. I think... when you're watching this G1 Climax, the thing about it is... You think to yourself, if you want to see what's going to be popular in the WWE next, you watch ROH. Because you look at those guys and they go on to have success. Yeah. And it's the same thing. You used to watch ECW. ECW branded a certain style and a lot of moves, and then those got brought over to the bigger companies. And then ROH has become the one doing that. And then you realize this in some ways, it's, in many ways, it's not ROH, especially right now with kind of how they're taking talent from all different parts of the world. Many of these moves are really coming from New Japan. And Ibushi is one of the best innovators. So if you look at him, he's not big, but like if you're looking at him, you look at him and you think, okay, Finn Balor, everything he has, this guy has. Mm. And he would be much better than a Tommy because he is a little bit bigger and much younger. He's been great. The tournament itself, there's a lot of dud matches. Basically, you get 5 matches, but you can count on the top 2 being great. And the other 3 are pretty much passable.
Okay.
Or just there. Which is different than last year where you were consistently getting like 6 or 7 great matches every night. But you're still getting some great matches. But Ibushi, AJ Styles, Shibata.
Nakamura.
I'm loving Nate Nakamura, yeah.
Is he hurt?
Though he's hurt, he's missed 3 events. Or 3 days he's been hurt, but missed only 1 event so far.
What a loser.
Naito is actually the guy. I mean, everybody's talking about Ibushi, and he's great. But Naito, for me, is the guy who's like he's turned heel. He's got the coolest entrance. He's got this like all-black suit and this silver kind of Terminator looking mask over this kind of hoodie thing, and it looks really cool. And then
who's his name? Naito?
Naito.
So Naito is already in the WWE 2K16 game.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the best commercial, by the way. That Terminator commercial.
The Terminator 2 commercial?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But yeah, I know he's got the coolest, to me, his ability to get heat subtly and his facials and stuff like that, to me, he's the best guy right now. But Ibushi's great too.
Yeah, yeah. What about the greatest professional athlete in the world today?
Who's that?
Ishii.
Ishii's doing well in the tournament. Ishii, and when you have Nakamura.
Nakamura?
Shinsei Nakamura injured.
You should say.
Considering he was the favorite, I don't know how he's still going to make it to the top here if he continues to miss days, though he says he's coming back. Ishii's one of the guys who's one of the dark horses.
You know how he's going to make it to the top? With continuity.
Continuity. He's one of the dark horses. I think that the guy who is, unfortunately, should be the guy who's kind of having a story that's similar to last year. Hanma, who went like 0-9 last year, he's losing, and I'm like, no, this year he should be winning. That would have been more interesting. And the crowd's really into him, but he's the lovable loser. But man, I look at him and I go, either Zack Ryder or Heath Slater should get his gimmick and bring it over. They'd become stars.
Yeah. Instead, Zack Ryder's going to be in a tag team with Mojo Rawley. Oh.
Then you're just a loser instead of a lovable loser.
You're a hyped loser.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you see who was on NXT losing to Baron Corbin?
Sorensen.
Yeah.
Jesse Sorensen.
Jesse the Neckman Sorensen.
Yeah.
So
I'm a neck man. All right, anything else?
I don't think so. What is it? Fuck Kane.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I can't mention that every show.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, we've got on the NXT, the TakeOver. We're going to have some
shit. I haven't actually been watching, because I'm watching the G1 and TakeOver, NXT, due to all the injuries and all the guys being called up, has lost a lot of momentum for me.
It is. They really don't have that. It's interesting to see who that next crop is going to be, because you got the Finn Balors. You still got the Sami Zayn, who's injured, who I assume is going to be on track to face Kevin Owens when he comes, like, called up to the main roster.
Yeah, I think
Kevin
so.
Owens. And so then you've got Owen's probably gone now.
Basically, you'll have Balor,
Breeze,
Balor. But I don't know how long he's going to be down there. It can't be that long.
Sure, it can. We said that about Sami Zayn.
That's true. Balor, like you said, Zayn will not be there anymore. So you have Balor, Breeze. How much longer is he going to be down there?
Well, who knows? I mean, with
Samoa Joe, how Breeze long is he going to be down there?
Breeze, how long was Leo Kruger down there?
It's true.
Breeze is in that mix.
I think he's Samoa Joe,
right? Samoa Joe's gone. Yeah, but Samoa Joe's gone down, and now is fighting Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
So I mean,
but again, you have those three, and you have a Tommy coming back, and he'll still be there. He won't be brought up yet. So I mean, you have like those, but yeah, I mean, you just look at all those women left.
The women I'm okay because you still
Owens,
have, you still
Neville,
have Carmella, and Emma and Dana Brooke.
Yeah, but they're not the same. Yeah, you have enough there, but you don't have the same quality there.
Oh no.
So as far as me, my interest. Like, right now, yeah. It's like, I know TakeOver is happening about the same time. Maybe I'll start catching up, but I haven't watched the last three NXTs.
I binge watch it now.
Like, I'm not, it's not...
and you've got, it's Jushin Thunder Liger against Breeze. So that's going to
that
be...
That is interesting. That'll actually be very interesting.
I mean, TakeOver will definitely be on the Saturday night a must watch.
Yes, it will.
I don't think it's rematch with Owens and Balor.
And it's still, yes, TakeOver, right? Like, they haven't failed to deliver yet.
Right.
So
Bayley's gonna win the women's title, right? And then that'll become her thing. And then I don't know what else. The tag teams are interesting. It seems like they're kind of on the precipice of bringing up Amore and Cassidy, right?
As Soft. That is their team name, apparently, as they come up when they come up.
Yeah. So that seems to be they're getting ready for them. So, which is
considering. Fine. Soft is actually an insult that they call other people. That's
I know.
But they're that they're like I say.
But they're entertaining though. It's a New Age Outlaws, right?
Yeah, they are.
So I mean it's the matches aren't they're gonna blow you away with those, but they're entertaining act.
Yeah.
And then and you still got the Vaudevillains down there, now you got Gable and Jordan, you've got the Mechanics, you've got the Ravers, whatever the fuck their name is. There's lots of teams down there, so the tag team division can lose Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, but you're not excited to watch these matches. They just it's good that they have like that's where NXT is right now. It's like they still have enough people to fill a television show.
Yeah.
Or to fill a takeover. Right. But what they don't have anymore is that hot brand every match, like you're gonna watch six matches and four or five of them are gonna be great.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get the one developmental Baron Corbin match. But you don't have that sense that... Because I haven't watched the last few weeks. What's going on with my buddy Bull Dempsey?
I haven't seen... I've been watching and I haven't really seen anything with
Bull Dempsey. The guy I'm most interested in because, you know, he's eating a lot of junk food.
Yeah. Bull Dempsey.
I can relate to him. But he's fucking funny.
I think that there's... Yeah, again, you get that comedy guy. I don't know. Yeah, there aren't those guys. I mean, until they get that next crop of international or ROH guys in, right? Really, that's how they
that's,
got
that's
this.
It. Yeah, yeah. And
Zane,
that's not going to happen
Zane
for a while.
And Neville.
That's not going to happen for a while.
And Balor and Atami. And I don't even think Atami's done anything, you know, down there. I mean, I just remember that one NXT card was the first one I remember that was so blow away. Not the first one, but...
I think it was the third one.
You had, like, a Breeze and Zane match. I think it was really great. And
that was the second one, I think.
And you had... Neville was in... That was the Charlotte Natty match. Right? And that's another person. I mean, Natty's still not back yet, right?
No, and who knows with that? What's going on with there? You know,
well...
Take as much time as you need, guys.
Sure. I mean, so see what
you... Oh, man, I also watched SmackDown.
Why? You know what?
Because I'm a broadcast journalist, so I have to do my...
You know what? I could go watch Raw again, and then...
So did you realize that Jimmy Uso is doing color commentary on there? It's a three-man booth. Him and Tom
Saxon
Phillips.
And Tom Phillips?
Yeah.
On SmackDown?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the King?
It's not there.
Huh.
Or maybe it was the King. Maybe it was Phillips and maybe... No, I'm pretty sure Saxon was there. Okay. Maybe it was a four-man booth. I don't know. All I know is that he was on there.
On where?
And he made the other guy seem great. Like, I have never... Like, he is the single worst color commentator I have ever heard all time, all my life.
Really?
Yes. Like, he's... Mark Madden is brilliant compared to this guy. Like, he is not good. Yeah.
Don't even. I'm just looking to see if there was a... Yeah, they don't even really...
Yeah.
I just looked to see if they said anything in terms of, like, he came out or anything. Like, did he come out to an entrance, or was he just there?
I think he's just there.
Because on...
I'm pretty sure he was just there.
I think it was Main Event. Main Event on the network, he's been on. And, I don't watch it very often. It was, like, I flipped it or something. But they give him, like, his entrance.
Yeah.
And he comes down. But I thought, oh, okay, like, if he's going to do it once, they give him the entrance. It's a special time.
Yeah.
But he's done it like three times. Give him his entrance every time. Is it, why? What do we know? Okay.
All right. Anyways, let's why don't you tell people a little bit more about where they can find us and what's going on.
Okay. WeTalkWrestling.com. Fantastic website. Fantastic website.
You can count consistently on 2 to 3 shows a month of We Talk Wrestling and on that fantastic website.
Oh, yeah. At least. At least. And
should be back to weekly.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Not if you go camping and get eaten by a bear.
I'm going to Nanton.
Oh, yeah. Bear country.
Yeah, bear country.
You fucking...
You know, in 1996...
Or it could be Albert. You don't know. 96? It's possible it's Albert.
In 1997, I stole the only squeegee they had in Nanton, Alberta. It was one gas station with one squeegee. And we took
that was That is the height of technology in Nanton, Alberta.
It is. Whitey. I was with Whitey.
Oh, well, that explains this. That explains why theft occurred.
His windshield. We're going to Lethbridge with a keg of beer. And
that explains.
And his windshield wipers weren't working. So we and he had a sunroof.
Oh, yeah.
So it was in January. Too.
Fucking idiots. All right, anyways, so We Talk Wrestling, yeah, where you can count on occasional shows from us, yes, like this one.
This is fantastic. At We
but Talk it's free, Wrestling. You motherfuckers.
It is absolutely free. Except for there's a donation you could give.
Is there?
At We Talk Wrestling on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Just send me your account information.
I promise to only withdraw $1.
A day. But...
it's like World Vision.
I know. What I would say to people is just give us what you think it's worth. But I know the listeners don't have that much money. So I understand is what I'm saying. What did I say? At We Talk Wrestling. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. We are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. And we are on the TuneIn Radio app. And show me.
Netflix.
Netflix. RDO. NWA Classics on Demand.
CBS.
CBS, yeah. HBO. HBO. Showtime.
Yeah.
We simulcast, actually, HBO and Showtime.
That's true, it's true. And we're going to be debuting this weekend in movie theaters across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, just the famous players.
Yeah.
Not the Landmark theaters. Fuck them.
I was at the theater the other day. It's like the first time I've been to a theater in like 2 years. I saw Ant-Man and it sucked balls.
I'm an Ant-Man!
But, man, they're still... They're advertising Battleground. I'm like, they're still showing, like, Battleground of these things in movie theaters.
Which is great, because Battleground had already happened.
Yeah, it was like $12.99. I'm like, really?
Well, in Canada, that's the network price, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So.
All right. No, we're done. Get out of here.
All right.
Turn it off.
What else? We're also playing at the Nanton Roadhouse.
The price to get in, a squeegee.
A squeegee.
A squeegee will get
and
in.
And a half.
Yeah, and a half.
And a half. But all right, that's going to do it.
You got to replace the one you had.
Yes. Yeah. And then give them a new half.
Yeah.
Just the blade. But in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.